Dearly beloved in Christ, for today's sermon on the Feast of Christ the King, I thought it would be fitting to speak about resignation to God's will. Just as Christ is our King, so are we his subjects. We have been enlisted as soldiers of Christ in the sacrament of confirmation. We have pledged to fight the good fight, to stand and defend the honor of Christ our King. So we are bound to do God's will and to be resigned to it. Just as any good soldier must carry out the just commands of his king, even more so we, who have the most perfect leader, who is justice itself, who is the King of Kings. He is our king by birthright. Before we were baptized, the priest asked us, or he asked our sponsors, "Do you renounce Satan?" And everyone in unity has said, "I do renounce him." Make no mistake, we are at war. It is as St. Paul said, "Our wrestling is not against flesh and blood, but against the principalities and the powers, against the world rulers of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness on high. Therefore, take up the armor of God, that you may be able to resist in the evil day, and stand in all things perfect. Stand therefore, having girded your loins with the truth, and having put on the breastplate of justice, and having your feet shod with the readiness of the gospel, of peace in all things, taking up the shield of faith, with which you may be able to quench all the fiery darts of the most wicked one, and take unto you the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, that is, the Word of God. It is then a spiritual battle that we wage. But of course, it is easy to lose sight of this calling that we as Catholics all have, and that is to fight manfully against the wiles of the devil and all his works and pomps. That is to resist temptation as knights fighting under the banner which is the cross of our Savior. Perhaps it is easy to lose sight of the reality of the struggle because we do not see with our eyes the battle that is happening all around us. Although sometimes we see the evils that certainly must have been brought about by the devil, for example, the evil results of Satan worship or demonic possession or obsession. But normally, for the greater majority of Catholics, we do not see these physical manifestations of the enemy, which must ultimately and incontrovertibly prove to us that the fight is happening in real time around us. The means of rejuvenating our strength and refocusing our efforts in this conflict lie in the Holy Eucharist, the sacraments, fasting, and prayer. Not only will these means bolster up our courage, but they will help us to see with the eyes of faith. These graces will help us to resign ourselves to the will of God, to be fervent in following our King, who will lead us to victory if we but place our trust in his strength and reject all sin. And this brings us to that important point and a necessary quality for any soldier of Christ, and that is resignation to the will of God. Meaning that we accept all that happens to us as coming from God, for God is in control of all things. But he does not will sin to happen. He has given us free will, and in this way, he has allowed us to truly love him. Some would ask or complain, "Why did he give me free will? If only God controlled my every action, I would never be able to sin against him, and my salvation would be certain. In fact, there would be no need for this world at all. What would there be for us to prove if we did not actually have a will of our own? For example, does your toaster perform an act of obedience when it actually does the thing it's designed to do? If you were to program your coffee maker to make coffee at a certain time in the morning, would you say that coffee maker performed an act of charity by making the coffee? Of course not. These things have no free will. But if someone else who has free will decides out of kindness and love that they're going to get up in the morning and make you breakfast, they have showed you an act of kindness and dedication. They, although they could have decided to sleep in, did something for you that would have earned your gratitude. In like manner, no one could truly prove that they wanted to go to heaven or become truly pleasing to God unless they had the ability to do otherwise. This is closely connected with conformity to divine will. It is one thing to be resigned to what happens to us, but it is another thing to will it as coming from the hand of God. Conformity to God's will, then, means absolute and loving submission of our will to that of God. Jankwari says that there are two aspects of God's will that we must conform to. Firstly, to obey God's signified will, that is, to follow God's moral laws. And this is more obvious as we know well what God expects of us with regards to the moral order. It really just means doing God's will. We must obey his commandments and follow his counsels. Secondly, to will the good pleasure of God, that is, to be resigned to God's will manifested to us by providential events. This could be boiled down to say, we must submit our will to God's will. Tanquiri continues, conformity to God's signified will consists in willing all that God manifests to us of his intentions. Now, says St. Francis de Sales, Christian doctrine clearly proposes unto us the truths which God wills that we should believe, the goods he will have us hope for, the pains he will have us dread, what he will have us love, the commandments he will have us observe, and the counsels he desires us to follow. And this is called God's signified will, because he has signified and made manifest unto us that it is his will and intention that all this should be believed, hoped for, feared, loved, and practiced. Further on, he expounds more on the second type of conformity, which is called conformity to God's will of good pleasure. This conformity, he writes, consists in submitting oneself to all providential events, willed or allowed, by God for our own greater good and chiefly for our sanctification. It rests upon the basis that nothing happens without God's order or permission, and that God, being infinite perfection and infinite goodness, cannot will or permit anything but for the good of the souls he has created, although this is not always apparent to our eyes. This is what Tobias said in the midst of his afflictions and at the reproaches of his wife. Thou art just, O Lord, in all thy ways, mercy and truth and judgment. This is what the Book of Wisdom proclaims. But thy providence, O Father, governs. She reaches, therefore, from end to end mightily and orders all things sweetly. This is also what St. Paul teaches. To them that love God, all things work together unto good. But in order to understand this teaching, we must take the point of view of faith and of eternity, of the glory of God and the salvation of men. If we look only at the present life and its earthly happiness, we cannot understand the designs of God, who has willed that we undergo trials here below in order to reward us in heaven. All things are directed to this end. Present evils are but means of purifying our soul, of grounding it in virtue, and occasions of acquiring merit, all in view of God's glory, the ultimate end of all creation. So, dear friends in Christ, let us rejoice that we have been given the mission and duty of defending our faith and assisting others in knowing about Christ's teachings as soldiers in his army. And let us not only resign ourselves to whatever may happen to us in this life, but let us also conform our will to God's will, that we will only that which he wills, because it is part of his plan, even if we, with our weak understanding, cannot see the bigger picture. One day, we will join the ranks of the Church Triumphant, who have fought the good fight and have won their battle. But the war continues for those who are enlisted in the church militant. Let us make use of the defenses we have, the sacraments, especially the Holy Eucharist, and our prayers, particularly the Rosary. If Christ is our King, then Mary is truly our Queen. Let us turn to her in times of grave temptation. When the fury of the devil is upon us, let us turn our eyes to the Star of the Sea, the Queen of heaven and earth, and let us call upon her with courage and love. She will be our victory. She who is as terrifying to the enemy as a great army prepared for battle. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.